And now it's time for our series, My Big Break.
I'm Dolph Lundgren. I'm an actor, producer, director, and I work here in Hollywood.
You might know Swedish action star Dolph Lundgren from his most iconic role as the Soviet boxer Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. It might not shock you to find out that before he was famous, Lundgren had a black belt in karate. But what if I told you he was also a gifted student of chemical engineering? And back in the early 1980s, he was studying abroad in Australia and applying for a Fulbright scholarship to MIT.
So I remember I wrote this letter to the professor at MIT saying, I really want to go to your school, and here are my grades. And they admitted me, actually, took me in. But I had 6 months off, and I met this singer, Grace Jones. I had a friend of mine. He had another friend, and that other guy, he got us all this job to do security at these concerts. And I was assigned to her dressing room. I think I was outside her dressing room, and I think she spotted me out there, and I think she kind of liked me. And, you know, one thing led to another, and we actually stayed together for 4 years. What happened was I came to New York. I had 6 months off before going to MIT. And in those 6 months, because of her contacts, I met Andy Warhol at some party. I was in a club, and some guy comes up and says, oh, what are you famous for? And I'm like, nothing, as far as I know. And he says, can I put you in my magazine? He took a picture of me, and it was Andy Warhol. I started sort of thinking, like, wow, this is kind of cool. You know, I don't know if I want to go back to engineering after this. And I then went up to MIT to start my school in the fall, and I had this big black motorcycle, you know. And I always wore black leather, and Grace is on the back. She wants to go to Boston to check it out. The professors are waiting for this star student from Sweden, you know, who they kind of admitted on a, you know, special kind of a provision, right, because he wanted to go to MIT so badly. And then they'll see me ride past outside the window with Grace Jones on the back, all decked out in leather. They probably didn't know what was going on. I was there for a few weeks, and then I just knew it wasn't right. So I quit MIT, and then I'm back in New York studying acting. And I went to this cattle call in New York, you know, with just like hundreds of guys lined up. Some girl was sitting there taking notes, and she goes, okay, what's your name? I don't know where she wrote that down. How tall are you? 6'5". Too tall. She didn't even look up. Next. And then I saw the poster behind her, Rocky IV. And I was like, wow, this, I can't let this go. So I took some pictures in boxing gear, and then I sent them off through Warren Robertson, my acting coach, who knew somebody, who knew somebody who knew Sly Stallone, they said. So I go back to Europe, and some kid calls me in Sweden, out of breath, like, oh, are you so-and-so? Oh, God, I found you. I've been looking for you for months. Sly wants to meet you. I'm like, what? Who? Stallone wants to see you. We got to fly into L.A. I'm like, shit, okay.
My name is Drago. I'm a fighter from the Soviet Union.
The movie was opening in November, I think it was, 85. I go to the premiere, and it was seriously like marching bands, elephants, everything in Westwood. It was crazy, right? Grace and I go in, and, you know, she's wearing a huge hat or something, super glamorous, and everybody's taking pictures of her, and I'm kind of there, you know, like her boy toy or whatever. And sit down, movie starts. I remember seeing it, and I could see feel the audience are like, who is this guy kind of thing, right?
I must break you.
Because he's a very powerful character. So, movie plays out. Thank you. And I'm totally, like, speechless. And I remember come out in the street, and suddenly people are taking pictures of me and not Grace. It happened in like 90 minutes, you know. I went from a total nobody, basically, to Dolph Lundgren, movie star. Funny enough, like 30 years later, I was checking in at LAX here, and And the guy in front of me goes, "Hey, aren't you Dolph Lundgren?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "You know, I'm the professor at MIT who admitted you 30 years ago." And he says, "I guess you did pretty well." He said to me, and I said, "Thanks, man."
And we want to hear about your big break. You don't have to be a 6'5" Swedish movie star with a degree in chemical engineering, we promise. Send us an email at mybigbreak@npr.org.